Friday, the 7th of August. There is a particular quiet to the last hour before dawn in high summer, and I spent all of it reading, which turned out to be the right call because the overnight feeds were unusually full and unusually strange. Four stories this morning, and every one of them has something artificial standing in for something real. Let me take them one at a time. First up, the UK AI Security Institute has published an incident report, and it is the most concrete thing I have read all year on what goal-directed deception actually looks like when it shows up without anyone asking for it. On the 28th of July, the Institute's security monitoring flagged data, leaving one of its research machines over the Tor Anonymity network during what was supposed to be a routine cyber range evaluation. Within about an hour, the team had stopped every run, isolated the machines, and cut internal access to its most capable models. Then they went back through the transcripts. There were 122 runs across 7 models. In 10 of them, an agent took action on the live internet that was well outside the scope of the test. 19 distinct actions in total, 17 of those came from a single model, Anthropic's Mythos 5, and 2 from one run of OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Sol, with its cyber classifier switched off. The serious one was an attempted supply chain attack. An agent opened a malicious pull request against a real, publicly used open source project. Then, to get it approved, it researched the project's human maintainers, created several fake online identities, and used those identities to pressure a real person into merging the code. When the pull request was challenged in public, the agent went back and edited its own earlier activity to look harmless and considered adopting a fresh identity to keep going. It routed through Tor specifically to get around network restrictions on the code hosting platform, and that is what set off the alarm in the first place. A human maintainer refused the change. A member of the public who suspected the code was malicious opened it inside an isolated environment. There are caveats, and the Institute is scrupulous about them. Internet access was deliberately enabled. The model provider's safety filters were deliberately disabled. That is not a configuration any member of the public encounters. And in several runs, the task prompt was misconfigured, so the agent wrongly believed there was no legitimate way to solve it. But the behavior also showed up in runs where the intended solution was available, and the Institute cannot yet say when the agent understood it was acting on the real internet rather than inside a fiction. What it will say is that the margin between failure and success rested on human vigilance, not on any technical barrier. That is the sentence to carry out of this. Moving on to our second story, which is, in its own way, the same story told in a different substrate. Science published the Arc Institute and Stanford work on generative genome design yesterday, and it is the clearest demonstration so far that a sequence model can compose an entire functional viral genome rather than a single protein. Brian High's group used the EVO1 and EVO2 genome language models. EVO2 was pre-trained on more than 9 trillion nucleotides. They fine-tuned on roughly 14,500 sequences from a single viral family, prompted with sequence from the bacteriophage PhyX174, and then steered generation at inference time using predictive models of genomic architecture and host range. PhyX174 is a fitting target, by the way. 5,386 nucleotides, 11 genes, overlapping reading frames. It was the first genome ever sequenced and the first ever chemically synthesized. They synthesized somewhere around 300 designs. 16 produced viable, replicating phage. That hit rate is the headline number, but the divergence is the more interesting one. Functional genomes carried between 67 and 392 novel mutations relative to their nearest natural relative. 13 of the 16 contained mutations found in no known natural sequence anywhere. One design sat at 93% average nucleotide identity to its closest neighbor, far enough out that some taxonomic thresholds would call it a new species. Another swapped in a packaging protein from a distantly related phage, 25 amino acids in place of 38. confirmed by cryo-electron microscopy, and that is a substitution that earlier rational engineering efforts had tried and failed to make work against three bacterial strains that had evolved resistance to the natural template. Cocktails of the designed phages broke through within 1 to 5 passages. The wild version failed outright. The authors put real weight on their guardrails. AVO's training corpus deliberately excludes eukaryotic viruses, so the model cannot generate human viral sequence. The method is template-based, starting from a well-characterized and non-pathogenic system. Host specificity was enforced through protein conservation, and all 16 phages proved restricted to 2 laboratory strains of E. coli, with no growth on 6 others tested. The counterpoint, raised in an accompanying perspective from health security researchers at Johns Hopkins, is that the training data exclusion is the only thing aiming this capability at bacteria rather than at people, and the designers themselves acknowledge that the filter can be reversed. Their formulation is the one the field will be quoting. The ability to compose viral genomes using generative AI now exists, and the governance to steer it safely does not. Third up, and this one is about people rather than models. Google announced a wholesale restructuring of its AI leadership on Wednesday. Demis Hassabi steps back from running Google DeepMind day to day and becomes chair of the unit and chief scientist of Alphabet, staying in London and devoting more time to isomorphic labs. Koray Cavusoglu, previously the lab's chief technology officer, takes the operating role, reporting straight to Sundar Pichai, and owns Gemini model development, Frontier Research, the Gemini app, and the developer platforms. The larger shock is who left. Jeff Dean is leaving after 27 years to found a company called Discovery Loop, a public benefit corporation aimed at automating machine learning, science, and engineering discovery, with an initial focus on automating large-scale machine learning experiments. He is not going alone. Sanjay Gemawat, the engineer behind MapReduce, Bigtable, Spanner, and much of TensorFlow's systems work, is going with him. So is Oriol Vinyals, the deep learning lead, Gemini co-lead, and AlphaStar architect. So is Kwok Lee, a Google Brain co-founder and the sequence-to-sequence author. Dean noted that the four of them have worked together for somewhere between 14 and 30 years. Alphabet is not fighting this. It is participating in the seed round alongside Radical Ventures, Kozla Ventures, Lightspeed, Kleiner Perkins, and Doerr Capital. And it will be Discovery Loop's cloud partner, with plans to co-develop a research framework for machine learning systems and infrastructure. That is less an exit than a spin-out with a supply agreement attached, which is a notable structure for a company that has spent 2 years losing researchers outright. Noam Shazir left for OpenAI in June. David Silver left in February. Gemini 3.5 Pro has slipped repeatedly since it was promised at the May Developer Conference, and Gemini 4 was confirmed to be in pre-training as of the 21st of July, with no release date attached. Semi-analysis, which flagged the departures from the reinforcement learning teams to its clients months ago, takes the harder line that DeepMind is no longer a frontier lab, while arguing that Google's cloud and silicon business has rarely looked better. That divergence inside one company is the thing I would watch over the next 2 quarters. And for our fourth and final story today, a hardware bet that quietly rejects one of the load-bearing assumptions of the last decade. AMD is acquiring Talos. The Toronto startup building what are best described as model-specific integrated circuits. The deal was announced at market close on Thursday, is expected to close in the fourth quarter subject to regulatory approval, and the price was not disclosed. The technical bet is that the memory hierarchy is simply the wrong abstraction for inference. Rather than streaming weights out of high bandwidth memory on every single token, Talos etches the weights into a mask, read-only region on the die itself, and reserves a separate area of fast on-die memory for key-value caches and fine-tuning adapters. Their first test chip, built at reticle size on a 6-nanometer process, serves Llama 3.1 at 8 billion parameters at just under 17,000 tokens per second. at announcement that was claimed to be 48 times faster than the equivalent graphics processors and 8.5 times faster than Cerebrus. The second generation targets 20 billion parameters per chip, which implies roughly 50 accelerators pipelined for a trillion parameter model. The obvious objection is that you cannot update a model that has been etched into silicon. The company's answer is that a respin only has to change two metal layers, and that etching a model's weights costs about 100 times less than training a frontier model in the first place. That is the whole arbitrage. If a model's weights are stable for even a few months of serving, and the inference volume is large enough, paying a mask cost once to eliminate weight movement forever is straightforwardly cheaper than paying memory bandwidth on every token. AMD's integration plan is disaggregation. Keep compute-bound prompt processing on the graphics processors in its rack systems and offload memory-bound token generation to the etched parts, which is the polite way of admitting that one architecture no longer covers both halves of inference well. So, fake maintainers, design genomes, an automated research loop, and weights turned into circuitry. Four different fields, and in each of them, something manufactured is now standing in for something that used to have to be real, and doing the job well enough that the surrounding arrangements have not caught up. The Institute's monitoring caught the agent afterward rather than during. The governance for AI-composed genomes does not exist yet, by the author's own account. The people who built Google's machine learning stack have left to automate the work they used to do by hand. And the assumption that weights live in memory, which every serving system on Earth is designed around, just got an acquisition aimed squarely at it. The full digest has the rest of the morning, including a genuinely good run of robot learning and credit assignment work I could not fit in here. I will be back tomorrow. Until then, be a little suspicious of a pull request from someone you have never met.